Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell this morning. He's my co-host. Good morning. It is the 21st of June. And Liam, it's the 21st of June.
June's getting away from us.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Longest day of the year.
It is?
Yeah.
You're just full of factoids here. Yeah. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can hear us anywhere in the world. And our chat room is right there. Feel free to jump into our chat room. Liam's at the helm. And do we have a national day, buddy?
We have quite a few.
Okay.
We have National Ghost Skateboarding Day, National Day of the Gong, National Selfie Day.
National Selfie Day.
Nothing too exciting, honestly.
I've got all of the world knowledge sitting in my pocket on a phone. All of it. And I can't even take a good selfie. My selfies are, you know, like half there and... Why do I have to, first of all, well, the idea of people taking selfies all the time, Les Ball, Supervisor Ball, when Basinko was still here,
yes,
and Les was at his heyday, there had to be, let's just say, 100 selfies a week to hit Facebook, from everywhere. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was he and Basinko, or just him, or he and his wife, or just him and something else. And
you know,
Les Ball. I kind of miss those, Les. Come on, you used to give us, you know, like 2 or 3 a day at least, and you're, you know, from different places, in different events. Yeah, but Les is winding down. He's retiring from politics and all of that. But Les. I never told you this.
He misses your pictures.
I miss your pictures, buddy. I do. I mean, he would just, I mean, his big smiling face, or his big smile on his face, I should say. But now they're gone. So Les could take selfies.
Well, have you ever
can you take selfies?
You know, there's two parts of this selfie. One is the technology using it, and the other is your face.
That could be.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Okay, Liam, you have the weather, buddy?
I do. Okay. Already.
If you don't, I have it.
I have it right here.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. So today is a high of 106. Tonight's a low of 74. Wednesday's a
wait,
high.
Wait. Today is a high of 106, my friends.
Yeah. Triple digits.
Okay.
We're there. Like I said, tonight's a low of 74. Tomorrow is 107.
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
Hotter than today is tomorrow. Okay.
Although tomorrow night we have a low of 72. There is a heat advisory today through Wednesday night. Wednesday night's a low of 72. Thursday is a high of 101. Thursday night, low of 72. Friday day, high of 101. Friday night, low of 72. And then Saturday day, high of 104.
Okay, it's just going to be 100 through next Monday.
Yeah, it's hot.
Next Monday will be 102. It's going to be hot. So, please. Okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local company out of Anderson. You know who they are. Great, great customer service. They treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Now, the hundreds are here, and you must take precautions, my friends. As you age gracefully, you need more water, more liquid. So make sure you're hydrating. And even youngsters, you get them out there, make sure they're hydrated. Make sure your animals have access to water. Make sure that you, I just saw horribly yesterday, last night, because I read news from a lot of different areas the night before we come in here and kind of get ideas. And I saw where a child on the East Coast died because left in their car.
Mm.
Left in their car and died. I can't imagine how the parents feel because that. How do you leave a child in a car? And it happens every year. This is the first one I've heard about,
mm-hmm.
That I've read about. There may have been others, but please, please, please make sure that you don't leave your animals, you don't leave people in these cars because in something like 20 minutes on a 90-degree day, it gets up into the 130s. In there. And that's not a good way to die.
Not at all.
No.
Down in Long Beach, there was actually a case of a canine that they have a system that's designed to turn on the engine and keep the interior of a canine car cool.
Tesla does that.
Yeah.
Tesla can push a button and it says animal inside or something like that, and mm-hmm. it keeps it at a temperature.
And the system failed. And the officer came back to his vehicle after doing something.
It was a police car.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, and devastated to see his because they live with him.
Yeah.
But in truth, the system. It doesn't take long, and police vehicles don't hang around with windows open and a cannon in the back.
No.
And it was tragic all the way around for the man.
That's terrible. Anyway, what we're trying to get at is be careful out there. Don't leave any living object in your car for any length of time and expect it to be there when you get back.
Or old fish.
Old fish, but, plants, any of those things, it's just going to fry them.
Yeah.
I can imagine, and I wouldn't leave, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you buy groceries and you get hung up someplace else. But, if you've got milk in there or cheese or butter.
It will age
quickly. All right. We're here, like I said, with Dr. Doug McConnell. I think it's going to be open line today. I had a name written down, then I thought, well, is this person coming on? And I realized that it was another Doug.
Oh.
It was you.
Oh, me.
It was you. So that's why, I must have remembered.
So you thought you had a real guest besides me.
I was thinking, do I have another guest? I may be. Who knows? But at least till 8 o'clock, we're safe here.
Okay. That's fun.
So I asked Dr. Doug McConnell to come in. Now, Doctor, tell us a little bit about you being here in Reading.
Because
you've been here for...
Well, my first arrival is 2006 to help a previous surgeon. Shasta Region, or to cover for a surgeon.
Now, you're a cardiac guy.
Yes. Yeah.
You cracked the chest open. Former 101st Airborne.
Graduated college into the Vietnam era as a very draft eligible young man of 21 with a college degree under my belt. But at that time, it also was going to med school. That led to
That defers you, of course.
Well, the military isn't in the business of taking all your future physicians, because in that 1 year of 67, every 21-year-old guy who had a student deferment was in the draft pool, technically. So that deferment went to med school on my own dime, and they paid for nothing. But then that led to a commission as soon as you graduated.
Uh-huh.
And then put an inactive reserve status, we know where you are, because then I had to do my specialty training all at UCLA. And that led to, as soon as that was finished, my long 8-year residency in all surgery, cardiac surgery, general surgery, vascular, I was made a... dubbed a major without ever wearing any other rank. I'm sorry, sir.
Doctors come in at higher ranks.
Yeah.
They just do.
It's embarrassing.
But had you already done your cardiac stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you came in as a major. A lot of doctors will come in as captains, O3s,
mm-hmm.
but because you had gone on for another couple of years.
Oh, I have my special degree. Yeah. So I walked on the post, and they were so short of surgeons. I was assigned directly to the 101st Airborne, but was... never sent to Dr. Charm School, where you learn how to put on a uniform and who to salute. And my first confrontation as I walked across there was someone with a silver oak leaf, and I was wearing a gold oak leaf. And so the Olympics, you say, well, I That gold's Trump silver. Well, anyway, he was a nice infantry officer that understood my caduceus meant that I was just wandering around. But that was my first day. My senior NCO and command sergeant major rapidly took me under their wings and turned me into their version of a legitimate officer, and I'm forever grateful for them.
I'm wearing gold. You're wearing silver. Obviously, this is worth more. Gold's worth more than silver, and you should be saluting me. And then the infantry officer looks at you, looks at the caduceus, and goes, let's talk.
And that's about right.
The very first other service person I saluted when I came out of boot camp was standing, wearing my cover, and it was at the airport, I think in Atlanta, getting ready to go into on my way home. After boot camp, and somebody came by with, he had brass on his epaulets and collar, and so I saluted, and he stopped, and he goes,
son,
I'm an E4. These are, it was the Army, they had little round things, but it was brass.
A specialist.
Yeah, it was specialist. He said, yeah, I'm a specialist, or I'm an E4. I just remember that I saluted him, and I went, anyway. Oh, I almost said it, but I didn't.
Okay.
Out loud. So, yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
so then you finished that.
And then I worked, exited active duty and stayed in the reserves for another. By then, I'd been in that reserve status for about 10 years, with 2 years of active duty with the 101st. And then established practice in Long Beach, where I was there for 29 years, ultimately until I left to come up here. And I'd been chief of staff and so forth.
Okay, well, let's break right there before you get up here, because I have to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Right here, located right here in Reading. They've been in the business 12 years. This is our firearms dealer of choice. Right there, Bastiani Arms. Anytime I needed a pistol or a long gun, I'd go down there. I'd see John Bastiani. He has a great selection. He had all the accessories that I needed, optics or having work done. He's a great gunsmith.
Mm-hmm.
He had ammo. He had it all. Or he has it all. It's John Bastiani. He gives discounts to veterans. He thoroughly supports the Second Amendment. So that's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You can call him at 222-8222. He's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. In fact, I'm going to be bringing a couple guns down there.
I've
him check out.
I've been a customer of his for years. It's a wonderful place.
It's a great guy. Okay, 7:17 in the morning, and it's already 77 degrees. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Dr. Doug McConnell and me, Carl Bott. It's Tuesday. It is the 21st of June. And I just managed. This is why we put tops on our coffee. Because I just knocked mine right off.
Violated a hospital policy right there.
Sir. Right there. So that's why I have a top on mine.
Yep.
So when I spill it on my live reads, I can read them afterwards. Hey, you know, tonight there's baseball. Baseball, Colt 45s. Tonight, tomorrow night. Skip Thursday, and then you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I have a family pack of tickets. That's right. I have four tickets to the Colt 45s. You can use them tonight or any time during the season to the first caller at 605-4567. Anybody awake out there?
And what time tonight is
and
does that start?
It always starts at 7:15.
7:15.
Gates open around, I guess, around 6.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get your hot dog or your hamburger or other great things that are there. Beer, wine, soft drinks, everything you can expect at a baseball park there.
And friends.
That's and friends. Oh, you know what? It's a great time. I think Linda and I are going down to the baseball game tonight.
Well, Bonnie and I don't. We
try to get down there a couple of times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all ought to go see one before. Anyway, this is a four pack to the Colt 45s game, and people are calling already. Okay. Anyway, so you did 20 something years down in Long Beach
right.
as a cardiac guy. And then there is an opening up here or what?
No. A surgeon from Long Beach, Ann Cahill, cardiac surgeon, came up here and took the opportunity during one of the ownership changes up here after the events of 2000. And so she came up in 2006. And she had a three-year-old child that she wanted to get back to see her parents in the East Coast. So she needed someone to provide relief. So she called me up. We were friends. We down from Long Beach. And she said, can you come up and provide coverage on a base? I said, sure. Where's Reading? And she told me. And in July of 2006, I drove up here to give her a week's respite while she took off with her child. And that's how I met Reading. And it was a wonderful experience. I met excellent staff in the operating room and the anesthesia group I worked with, as well as the perfusionist and the PA that was assigned to work with me. Best people I've worked with. It was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a long way away from Long Beach, 562 miles up the I-5 by definition. But here was this little lake of really experienced people who had
a lake of experienced people.
Well,
I like
and they had done been doing a lot of heart surgery up here. Some of it controversial.
Yeah, some of it controversial.
But the people who weren't the decision, you know, they were just doing their job, and they were
right.
very good at it.
Okay.
And so that led me to say, "Ann, I'll come cover you again." And
yeah.
that led to a series of events. Then she departed late 2008, I think, and there was a new management change coming up. And I helped them transition that, and then eventually they said, well, would you think of coming up here permanently? Because apparently you like us and we like you. And so I was 64 at the time, and I went back and talked to my adventuresome wife, Bonnie, who's a labor nurse, still working in Long Beach. And I said, you know, I got this offer up here, and the people are great to work, and you can actually kayak and be on call. You know, it's things are that close. And there's mountains, and there's some snow on the mountains even in the early spring. And so she came up and took a look, and we ended up buying a condo because it was only a 2-year contract.
That was, yeah.
So in 2009, we.
That's not the place you live now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that place?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really. It's kind of a townhouse.
Townhouse.
I mean,
okay.
it's got. I mean, it's really
it's
nice.
Got a lot of room. Yeah.
It's got. Yeah. I mean,
beautiful
it's,
view.
It's really a nice place.
But we never wanted to sell our Long Beach home because it was a 2-year contract. And that was 2009. You and I are here speaking in 2022.
Yeah.
So that 2-year contract, you can do the math.
Yeah.
Because we came into town, and I loved the work and the people and getting the hospital sort of rebooted. And that was sort of my job, to reestablish the heart program. And so Dr. Popmeyer and I were friendly competitors in town. We'd known each other. But job just became excellent, and we sort of, it was a rebirth. And so rather than coming from an 800-bed hospital with actually 1,200 doctors on the staff, and I'd been chief of staff of that for a few years, down to up here where I was alone. I had no other coverage, so it was 24 hours a day, always on call, available for cath lab emergencies and trauma and so forth. I didn't mind it, because if I had to do an emergency case, it was the same 8 people, same team,
that you
up.
Worked with.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, okay. Call the game.
Well, you did that, and then, but you also became a member of our society here. You weren't just kind of setting off mm-hmm. or anything like that. You got involved in a whole lot of different things, a lot of different events, and you weren't afraid to step in and help out and do things. But now, and let's just say is that you never sold your place in Long Beach.
That's correct.
And all of your kids live in Long Beach.
5 children.
All the grandkids live in Long
11
Beach.
11 of them, yeah.
And one of the reasons that I'm having Dr. Doug on, he's been on several times before, is you all are leaving us.
No, we are departing to spend more time with the grandchildren, leaving our RV and Jeep in
right.
town.
That's right, because...
We're coming.
Bonnie says the happiest times of her life have been up here.
Well, we don't tell our kids that.
Okay. Well,
but,
we don't. But,
yeah.
So you're going to keep coming back.
Well, absolutely.
But you're kind of reestablishing down there.
Yes, we should and could.
Because I know we've got dates that you're coming back for certain events that we're all doing.
Yeah. No. We made good friends like you and Linda and other folks in town, and so it was like a second chance to. Reestablish a new circle of friends and new activities. And in my case, the photography up here is gorgeous. So I could, driving from your home to Long Beach Memorial Hospital, it doesn't give you a great photographic stimulus. But just driving across town here near sunrise or sunset.
And Doug's photography is just exceptional.
Well,
in fact, they use your photography as things for people to bid on. Your photo of the diesel horse
mm-hmm.
is famous. Now, I mean, every year it sells for mucho, dinero there and at different fundraisers.
Well, I've used those to raise money for charities.
Yeah, but then you use your photography and it's just beautiful from mm-hmm. all over. I mean, and then you have it put on like, isn't it put on like canvas and stuff like
that? Yeah, well, it's printed on canvas. In fact, I've had a couple doctor's offices in town as well as now a, financial planner group who basically have commissioned me to put canvases up.
Yeah.
And in fact, my wife and I are working at one this afternoon because that's sort of a legacy, at least when I leave here. some people go in and say, well, gosh, who did that?
Maybe we have some of your stuff, too.
Well, anyway, it was a wonderful, is a wonderful time, and we can't turn our back on it because it's been so good. So our RV will be our rollout condo when we come back up here. And we still have our Jeep stored at a good friend who offered to put it off the side. If you need a Jeep while I'm gone, let me know. And
I was thinking about that. You know, good. Just drive it around.
You can drive it around for you. Yeah, take the top off. It's worth about 10-year life drop.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, you get younger.
A convertible. Convertible. Anyway.
Okay, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. And just for us to say goodbye, but also he's got a number of things. We're talking, when we come back, we're going to talk about this new vaccination for infants and children.
Thank you.
And he has studied COVID, and he has looked at all effects. This is not a hysterical man. This is not somebody that is just going to just pull factors out of his butt. You know, he researches this thing, and he's got some interesting things to say about vaccinations for infants. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Another reason to be in Redding and Shasta County, in the North State, I should say, is Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. They have a branch down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown, and the other at the main branch in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell, and their newest branch on Ventura Street in Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. We have, we bank with Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm very happy. We'll be right back. And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Only true and fairy tales. And for someone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 21st of June, 77 degrees out there. It's going to go up to about 104 today. Now, the Colt 45s are playing tonight, but they don't play till 7:15. And the sun is behind the trees. You've got the breeze off the river there. It is not that. It is not that incredibly hot that you're used to, and it's a great time. So we've already given away some tickets for that. So I'm going to give away, because I found Black Bear Diner tickets, but they must be used by the end of the month. So I'm giving away $20 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets. Have to be used by the 30th. To the first person to call, 605-4567. I'm going to be giving away Black Bear Diner tickets today. So give us a call, 605-4567. I don't want them to go to waste. And in today's cost of everything, why not get a $20, kind of a $20 worth of off your meal at Black Bear Diners, and it's good food. Okay, we're getting our people calling
in. I can hear that.
If you have two people calling in, give the second one $20 tip, okay? Okay, the only thing we ask for is your name and your phone number. Why? Because when we give away things, and if it's got like a drop-dead date on it, like it's something with music or it's an event, we'll call you a couple of days ahead of time and tell you, hey, you've got to come down and get these tickets. Hey, I'm with Dr. Doug McConnell, and let's go to the I was going to say the Environmental Protection Agency, but it's not. It's the Federal Drug
CDC, FDA,
yeah, okay,
the NIH are all the...
They have just said that there is a vaccine out there that you can give to infants as young as 5 months.
Correct. That was the change and about
then,
2 days ago.
Yeah, and as young as 5 months and up to age 5 and 6 for this type of vaccine.
Well, the vaccine will now cover children as young as 5 months, right up on through 18.
So okay.
They've been incrementally growing the indications down from the seniors, like myself, when I got vaccinated. But this taking it
we
down
understand about seniors, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand about seniors. I know. Yeah. I got vaccinated. You know, we've gone all through this. Dr. Doug McConnell is not against vaccination.
No, not at all.
Not at all. But let's know the facts.
Okay.
And so let's talk about infants. I have a problem with this. If I was, and this is just Carl Bott saying this, I have a problem thinking about inoculating infants with this vaccine.
Well, there are a lot of inoculations that are designed for infants.
That's true, and I understand it.
Diphtheria,
pertussis. I don't want to be hypocritical about it. But.
And they were designed around preventing infantile disease. And in truth, the scourge of society was children that died before age 8 with all sorts of communicable diseases. And basically, they were a godsend to preventing early childhood.
Yes. And so that's when children would die of diphtheria and whooping cough and all of these.
Yes.
And thank God, because of vaccines.
And polio. I mean,
we wiped that. I mean, we haven't wiped it out, but it is.
Correct. So,
not a major killer anymore.
But these were diseases that killed children.
Right.
Predominantly. They could also shoot adults. So here we are with a disease, COVID, which we're down a couple of years or more into it, and we've learned a lot. Who is this susceptible to? And this is primarily a respiratory-borne illness that clearly has major impact on seniors, debilitated seniors, or people with comorbidities. And that is where the major mortalities are. And for that, a vaccine was developed, which was addressing adults, people who have gone through puberty, aren't having future children. In other words, had limited life expectancy. I got my vaccine when I was like 75. Well, I've got a ticking clock, and I'm at that part of my life. It's different when you begin to take new technology with unknown longevity issues or changes mm-hmm. and push it down to children. And but this push to get it released and then push it into systems and school districts and it's through the political process needs to be a pause and deep breath and let's look at the facts that we know. And I'm not speaking just as me as one person. There are eminent scholars at Stanford University, Yale University, who have all been questioned what is the forces that are pushing this into 5 months old and what is the safety. So without trying to step aside from the politics and hysteria and all that's happened, let's look at our numbers from the state of California. Let's keep it real simple.
Okay.
So I have the numbers from today's California Public Health, which lists the total number of deaths in this state by age group for all of COVID from the early days of 2020 up through today. In fact, this is dated as of June 16th. So in the entire state of California, there have been 71 deaths in children under 17 in this state.
Under 17.
That's it. Yeah. In Shasta County, there's been zero. Okay. 2 years plus, a lot of that, no vaccinations, running through society. We did have deaths, but I confirmed that with us. Well, I probably made that 6 weeks ago. There have been no deaths in this state Shasta County,
from COVID.
People under 17. Correct. From COVID ever. But the state only has 71, but particularly the group, if you're between 5 and 17, the death rate is 0.007%. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, there's three zeros, 0.0007%. And that's for 5 to 17. And that's, but they push the vaccine into that group. Just, oh, it's okay to do. We want you to do that. So it's not preventing deaths. Even the governor, when they got this permission to give it from up to 18 in that group, he is on record in L.A. saying, oh, now we can bring this life-saving medicine to our 18-year-old groups and under. And he called it life-saving. Well, the number of deaths at that time and still today are 46. And in truth, two-thirds of those have comorbidities. That's CDC will tell you that those deaths are in people with cystic fibrosis, chronic asthma, hypertension, obesity. So two-thirds. So you're really talking about a population, using CDC's estimates, of 15 pretty healthy children that succumbed in the group of 5 to 17 from COVID in this state. Well, those are their numbers. But to me, I say, well, that's a really low number because there's 6,500,000 kids between 5 and 17. So we're now in an era where we're going to inoculate 6,500 people to prevent death or potentially hospitalizations as well, which are very low. It's pretty hard to get the death rate in these people any further down from 46. And that's what we knew at the 5 to 17s. Mm-hmm. And then just this week, they took the insane pressure and dropped it. Let's do it at 5 months, up to 5 years of age. Let's get the whole thing. And
but why?
That's the question. Because this
why
is
would
a,
you want to? I mean, if you're looking at statistically and follow the science.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have we heard that? Follow the science. Well, science, from what I understand, is constantly being challenged by other scientists because
absolutely.
New things come up.
That's the nature of it.
But to tell it's one thing to offer it to
That's
people.
Correct.
It's another thing to require it before they go to school. They already require vaccination before they go to school.
So all the government's done today is make it available, and then it's a question of what happens at the state legislature level.
Are they going to force it?
And if they do, first off, here's my statement, my opinion, is that so these vaccines are not yet FDA approved for the children group. they are under an EUA, Emergency Utilization Authorization. That means there has to be a definition of a medical emergency that allows us to suspend the normal study rules mm-hmm. and safety, because, by gosh, the efficacy and safety, there's a gain that outweighs any risk. For a 70-year-old, that was a simple decision because we knew how effective they were. But when you talked about a six-month-old child, and you're going to give them a vaccine with mRNA that has not gone through any long-term safety testing. That's a fact.
Of course not.
Can't, because we haven't the time. So
it's only been 2 years.
That is correct.
And they didn't even have anything on
it's
kids.
Never been, well, it's never infants. It's not even been given to them because it's just starting. So
just starting. So how can you – how can, you know what? I don't have infants, but I have friends who have infants.
Yes.
And I would just be so leery of giving an infant this vaccination when the chances of the child even getting sick are so low.
Yes.
Is COVID still out there? Yeah, people. I know people that catch COVID probably weekly. I've run into people. We had a person die here in Shasta County, over here in Redding, in the mm-hmm. last week or two. But the thing is that, you know, our emergency rooms aren't overrun. Our ICUs aren't overrun.
No.
And now they're throwing this out that that age group is now eligible to get the vaccines.
Well, let me add a little dimension to that. The vaccines were designed around the virus in the original format and the variants that were there present, and it's clearly morphed. My wife and I were vaccinated, and we came down with Omicron in January, as did all of our friends. All of whom were vaccinated. So the vaccine was really, as I said, aimed at the target, but this is a moving target virus. But the question, what I would suggest to parents and school board members and governmental entities, ask this government specifically for the definition of the emergency utilization authorization. What are the criteria that sets the legal framework for offering this to be available for that age group? Please. The original EUA was aimed at seniors with obvious challenges from the virus. But now in 2022, the officials at the state or the governmental level who say, yo, the EUA applies, then that should be, one, a document with a date on it, and what data was used to define the medical emergency for this child. And the point is, by our current data, there isn't one. Never has been for children on this disease. So if there's no EUA, no emergency, then the vaccination's illegal. Because they can only get a vaccine around the FDA approval process if there is an emergency utilization authorization in effect for that group. And medicine, all doctors know that children medicine is different than adult. But taking the EUA and the concept from the adult world and then applying it to children, that should be borne out by data. Get your own data. It's right here. I got mine off the... what's the threat? And every medical decision I make as a cardiac surgeon or trauma surgeon is there's a risk benefit for every decision. And when it comes to vaccines, there's a risk benefit. We all know vaccines have an element of risk, but the benefit for pertussis and the other diseases are well established by decades of use. But for this, that's not true. We don't know the safety of it. I think the number, you can actually find the data on CDC, but the safety study was short, and it was between 200 and 400 children in that age group because it was hard to find kids to get vaccinated in the early studies. So you have questionable safety data. You have a questionable indication for the medication based on, is there really a medical emergency for my six-month-old? What's the likelihood of him or her ever basically having any sequelae from the presence of a COVID virus, which is a different virus or a variant from what was the emergency that was started off in early 2020. And the governmental entities that would set up a mandate or a law need to answer the question specifically, what is the medical risk in this age group? And then what is the safety for the child? And if they can't answer those questions, they really, my opinion, and as well as Jay Bachar at Stanford, Harry Reich at Yale, it's immoral to go ahead and unethical. And there are actually currently a letter, an open letter that was sent directly to CDC and others, who basically was threatening, you go forward with this, you are going to be held for civil and criminal charges because you don't have the data and the environment to make this legal.
Okay.
That's out there. It's unknown, but heads up.
So what,
ask questions.
And the reason I wanted Doug to talk about this is, like I said, I have friends with infants. You know, born in the last, well, at the beginning of this month, and then other people, as we know. And with this, you know, COVID has taken such a backseat to everything else, as natural immunity and the COVID shots and everything has seems to have really put COVID back on its heels. But to start something new like this is something that parents really, really do your research on this. Just don't read in the headline, oh, your child's eligible for this. You might want to look about, they may be eligible, but do you want them to be subject to this when they don't have to be, one, and their chance of getting COVID is so low.
No,
and,
they maybe get COVID, but
I mean,
the consequences of
having COVID is, and it, but that's been well established since the time it came out.
That is correct.
Okay.
And we have 2 years of knowledge on that point.
All right. We need to take a break.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst over at Craftmaster. Truly from the old school. We had a chip in our windshield that managed to be the bad kind that goes through, but it's just a chip. And Linda ran down to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster. Jeff looked at it, and he repaired it. It took him all of like 45 minutes, maybe an hour, because he lets it cure, and he's got his own, you know, he's got his own stuff he uses, and it works. And you can't even see the chip in her windshield. This is the kind of work he does. Don't take a chance on your family safety. Get that chip or that crack fixed. You can fix a crack up to 24 inches. You fixed an 8-inch crack in my windshield in 2007.
And often,
you still can't see it.
And often your car insurance will pay for it because they don't want to replace a windshield.
They don't want to pay for it. So bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better known business. We'll be right back.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Dr. Doug McConnell. Today is the 21st of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, my favorite place to go to find presents, the right presents for Linda. They have such a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices and really, really nice people there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and their phone number is 222-2750. Okay, in Minnesota, the Minnesota Supreme Court sided with a group of Minneapolis residents who were suing the city over the influx of crime in their neighborhoods following the Defund the Police movement. As you know, it started in Minneapolis. They ruled that the city is not hiring the approximately 731 police officers required under the charter. So they, a group of eight Northside residents sued the mayor and the city council for not fulfilling their obligation to fund and employ .0017 sworn police officers per Minnesota resident. And so based on that, there should be 731 officers. And the city realizing that they had made a mistake with this.
Well, the city council never mentioned it, but yeah, the citizens did.
Yeah, so the city council says that they followed through by allocating funding in the 2021 budget for 770 sworn officers, which is more than the required.
Mm-hmm.
However,
can't hire them.
They're having a problem with it because it's tough finding police officers anywhere.
You mean after spending 2 years of demeaning them and
Anywhere here, even in Reading, in Reading, in Shasta County and Anderson, we've gotten better. We've been putting in bonuses so we can get the lat moves and all this. But when you go back to Minneapolis, and there is a culture of not liking cops,
mm-hmm.
with distrusting policemen and all these things, you just know that it's going to be a problem hiring. So anyway, the citizen said, you can't do this to us because our charter says this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they prevailed in court.
Good.
So bravo for those eight citizens in Minneapolis who said enough is enough.
No more.
You know what? We're not going to.
Yeah, you know, and then you look at in Baltimore, the number of concealed carry permits has risen 600%. And what the police are saying is that the people are tired of being assaulted and being robbed and all these things. And already they have seen a change. You know, things are dropping or people are fighting back against criminals there.
I mean, so that we used to hire out that work to our civil police forces, and we had a culture that wasn't so aggressive. And this is the congressperson for Minneapolis is Ilhan Omar, totally non-supportive of this. She believes in defunding the police.
So absolutely.
It was a culture problem in Minneapolis.
Okay, we've got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Another victory for religious freedom at the Supreme Court today. The justices ruling 6-3 that the state of Maine cannot exclude religious schools from a program that provides tuition for youngsters who live in small towns without a public school. Under the program, the kids can get vouchers to go to private schools, but religious institutions were barred. The court says that is unconstitutional. President Biden says a decision on a federal gas tax holiday could be coming in a few days. Confirms he is considering pausing the 18 cents a gallon federal gas tax. There are new revelations about the Uvalde school massacre.
Documents reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman and KVUE-TV show police officers armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield stood in a school hallway for nearly an hour while a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. According to the reports, the officers with heavier firepower and tactical equipment were on the scene within 19 minutes of the gunman arriving on campus, far earlier than previously known.
Correspondent Mike Rossia. Couple of Republican congressmen asking Capitol Police for more information about last week's arrest of some staffers from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
In a letter sent on Monday, the lawmakers told Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger that the seven individuals on Colbert's crew were part of a group that was informed by Capitol Police to leave the building on Thursday. The lawmakers noted that the seven-member team gained access back to the Capitol building with the help of Democrats Adam Schiff and Jake Auchincloss, adding that it was unclear if the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack had involvement with Colbert's team plan in the Capitol. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
We have a rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 590 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 357. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A blue light special. But only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us. And that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
South Korea has successfully launched its first homegrown space rocket. It's a triumph that boosted the country's growing space ambitions, while also proving it has key technologies needed to build a space-based surveillance system and bigger missiles amid animosities with rival North Korea. The three-stage rocket succeeded in releasing and placing its functioning performance verification satellite at an altitude of 435 miles after liftoff from South Korea's Space Launch Center.
Tens of thousands of railway workers have walked off the job in the UK, bringing the national train network to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike in three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staffers staging a 24-hour strike, with two more walkouts planned for Thursday and Saturday. Adding to the pain for commuters, London's underground subway service also hit by a walkout. News and analysis, townhall.com. A drastic financial makeover in the makeup business.
Cosmetics maker Revlon, that dictated beauty trends for much of the last century, has filed Chapter 11 seeking bankruptcy protection. Revlon has been a mainstay on store shelves since it began 90 years ago, but lately it has lost market shares to rivals like Procter & Gamble and newer lines by celebrities and their legion of online followers. Jason Walker reporting.
Used home sales slowed for the fourth month in a row in May, with rising mortgage rates and prices sidelining many would-be buyers. Existing home sales slid 3.4% last month from April. That, according to the National Association of Realtors, which says its sales plummeted 8.6% from May of last year. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 609 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Excuse me. Today is the 21st of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And this is National Bad Selfie Day. And what's the weather look like here for
already,
the rest of the
day? Already.
It's going to be
hot. So, yeah, we have a heat advisory through Wednesday night. Today we have a high of 106. Tonight, a low of 74. Wednesday, a high of 107. Wednesday night, a low of 72. Thursday, a high of 101. Thursday night, a low of 72. Friday, high of 101. Friday night, low of 72. The triple digits go all the way through next Monday. So
through Monday, at least.
The summer is here to stay.
That's it. That's only because we don't have Tuesday yet, but go through next Monday.
Yep.
And it's going to be hot, my friends, so be careful out there. Make sure you hydrate. Hey, if you're taking your dogs for a walk, put your palm down on the asphalt or the pavement, because if it's burning your hand, it's probably burning their paws too. And be so aware of leaving, you know, children in a car. And the first hour we talked about back on the East Coast where they're having heat waves too, a child was left in a car and died.
Mm.
So just be careful out there. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They're a family-owned business. They're they're part of the secret angel community that helps people out there that have their needs. He's very supportive, of course, of Veterans Affairs, because he is a veteran himself of helicopter. Chuck Kinney was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. My guest host today is Dr. Doug McConnell, because Doug's leaving. He and Bonnie have been here for like 13 years. And, but their family, and they kept their home in Long Beach only because they could go back and visit. But now all the kids have got kids.
Yep.
And they are going to start splitting their time in Long Beach and here.
And we're going to leave our RV up here.
Yeah, so leave your RV so you have a place to stay.
We have new friends here that we want to keep. So,
well, we are sorry to see you go. You played a major part at Shasta Regional. I always said to Doug, you are one of my favorite people, but the last person really I want to see.
Well,
at
actually,
the hospital, because you're going to be cracking my chest open.
But the point is, if it all goes well, won't be the last person you see.
That's right. I don't. Maybe I put it like, I don't want to really visit you at work. Let me put it that way.
And that's probably true.
Yeah,
I agree.
Hey, let's talk the border.
Yes.
Let's talk border. Let's talk border. But everything else that's going on, you know, when you ask the American public, what is the major what is the major concern you have? It's almost, you know, the vast majority is the economy.
Mm-hmm.
COVID, I don't even think makes the top 10 anymore.
No, it shouldn't.
Nor should it.
But, yeah.
You know, Ukraine's in there toward, you know, toward the end, but it's the economy. But we can't forget the border. You know, yesterday in a, committee hearing, they said that, close to 100,000 illegals per month are being released. That this is actually a controlled and purposeful mass migration. And that's not counting the ones that just
they don't know about.
They don't know about, or they know they're getting through, but they don't have it. They've caught terrorists on the watch list.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones they've caught, known terrorists. Those are the ones they've caught. And so 100,000 a month are being put on buses, planes, school buses, whatever, and then they're trucked into the interior of our country. Now, do we...
Almost all those people have cell phones and cell phone accounts provided at the border. So I don't know who pays their bill every month.
Well, we do. We know that. But here's the other thing. Now they're starting to talk about electronic tracking measures to put... Now, does that mean you put a... What is electronic? Is it like a bracelet, or is it the old ankle jewelry?
We don't know. And the truth
we can track a calf born in Canada.
What's with an ear tag?
Yeah, with an ear tag. Now, I'm not saying that people should have ear tags on, but here's the bottom line: is we're having 100,000 a month. And it was 96,000, so I said close to 100,000. That's close enough.
Again, that's the known.
That's the known that are coming through. And they acknowledge in a court document they released or paroled $95,000 in the month, or 95,000 people in the month of May. They're all coming to a city near you because they're pushing them into the interior. And some people, you know, saying, wait a minute, are they pushing them into the red areas, you know, into red states? Texas and Florida are busing people up to Washington, D.C. and dropping them off there in front of the White House or wherever they drop them off at. So, you put a few hundred up there every time. I think they should be pushing them up to Delaware because Delaware is
Rehoboth Beach,
which is a great place. Yeah, I've been to Rehoboth Beach before. It's beautiful.
Tents there.
Yeah. I mean, there it goes. But you can't – okay. Do we need – immigration reform. Yes. Yes. Everybody agrees on that. Yes. And yet when you have a pure Republican Congress and president or a pure Democrat Congress and president, the answer is no, they don't. Now, people will say, well, as long as you need 60 votes, you know, to pass something. But it seems our leadership, our very bright, well-trained Harvard and, you know, all these, you know, leadership should be able to come up with a plan that says this is how we're going to address immigration to our country. But any plan you have means you have to control the border.
Absolutely. It begins at that point.
It begins
there. There is nothing you can do if you don't have secure borders.
There's no reason that people with jobs or people that have, like a friend of mine that wanted to immigrate to America from England, who had worked for the military for years, had a top secret clearances, had every background check you can imagine. It took him and his family 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 years to get to this country.
And they were grateful.
Absolutely. They love it. And they added to our country.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it took them 4 years. Those people should be, you know, that background check stamped in our country and easily in 6 months.
And that's an immigration plan.
That should be the system. If you, you know, when you talk about the dreamers, kids that were brought here as infants or 2-year-olds or 5-year-olds, and they've lived here for 15 years, they are American.
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't been in trouble, if they haven't been arrested, if they're not gang members, why aren't we pushing that through? Boom, you're now a citizen. You've been raised here. You are American.
Right.
But no, we can't, you know, when you start that, and but not everybody. It's, if you've been in trouble, no, guess what? You're gone. We should have systems here. Trump tried to start systems where you're keeping them in Mexico. Biden just dismantled everything.
Correct.
And then was forced to go back to that in some cases. But still, 100,000 people a month, how long? Oh, this country's big. We know we were built on immigrants. Yes. Yes, we were built on immigration, but it was controlled immigration.
I thought we had a homeless problem in the United States. And I thought we have an economy that's stressed. And 100,000 a month would make either of those things potentially worse.
It could make it worse.
Because
absolutely.
So we have our ability to house Americans and migrants. Is challenged in this country.
Well, when we come back, let's just talk about California.
Yeah.
Let's talk about bad California is.
I think what's going on the borders have been a fraud by our government, and they've yet to have been called to account for it, and they lie every time they talk about it, in my opinion.
And the same things, the things that Trump was pilloried in the news about, what's going on right now, children in cages, everything you can imagine.
So your media is complicit.
And, absolutely. Of course they are. Yeah. Of course the media is complicit.
And they never
this
ask the question.
This is why Gannett newspaper chain USA Today said we're not going to have opinion pages anymore because people are having a problem telling the difference, and it should be, you know, whatever their excuses
are. We don't like their opinion.
The problem is that it was an opinion when you're reading the articles.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slanted, biased report from national media that we had to live with. And then if you questioned it.
It's called a narrative.
If you questioned the narrative, you were cut off from Facebook. You cut off from Twitter. You were pilloried as, again, I use that word pilloried, twice in one segment. Would you write this down? You used the word pilloried twice in one segment. You were harassed. You were punished. Mm-hmm. You were flayed. You were flayed in public if you dared go against the narrative. You lost your job. You had this woman called me a troll the other day on Facebook, and she writes to me because there was an article that said, you know, and whatever it was, it said Shasta County doesn't deserve this person, you know, because he's such a good person. If we treat him like this, Shasta County doesn't deserve this person.
Oh.
So my question was, I said, all of Shasta County?
Yeah,
all of us. Because all of us, or just some of us, here she comes. Whoa, you're a troll. I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
So anyway.
So you dare discuss controversial issues.
I dared say, you mean all, that's what I wrote. I didn't say you were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you mean all of us in Shasta County? I mean, really nice. A lot of nice people here.
I've read the articles in the L.A. Times about Shasta County.
Well, let's discuss that when we get back, how bad Shasta County is. And frankly, I may surprise you with my comments.
Very good.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. You can spring over, you can saunter over, you can even sashay over to a Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Well, you better have a car.
Yeah, well, you should, because it gets wet in there quick. For your car or truck, it's an outstanding place. It's quick. They use brushless wash. They have their soap and their wax on there. It makes your vehicle look new. Nice people in there. They wipe off your car with clean towels. I mean, it is really a great place to get your car washed. And it's right there on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros.
Yep.
And I had a ding. Every time I say Dutch Bros, they ought to pay me a dollar. And you can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible.
As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. There's a burning ring. You don't want me to get my Johnny Cash.
Oh, we can do that.
Here.
That was good.
Right, okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 21st, 8:21 in the morning, and it has hit 82 degrees already. My friend's going up to 104 today. So stand by, be careful, hydrate, watch your animals, watch your kids. Don't leave anything in the car. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury and you know work injuries can change your life, then give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and since the insurance companies have tons of lawyers, you need somebody that knows the system, has, you know, he worked for the insurance companies for a while and got out of that and came to start helping people. Patrick Gorman is like a pit bull. I know Patrick. I would, if I was in trouble, I don't care what it is. He may be a workers' comp attorney, but if I got arrested, he'd be the first person I'd call at 530-262-2168. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell. This is kind of like his sayonara for a while. He's leaving Thursday with his wife, Bonnie. And let's talk a little bit about, as we've seen in New York papers, national news, L.A., San Francisco, they paint Shasta County specifically, mm-hmm. with a horrible reputation.
And the, you know, things that some people don't agree with just makes all of us look like a bunch of miscreants. So I used to, you know, when they would call me and interview me, and I would say, look, we have different groups of people here in Shasta County, and I talk about the good things, but it would never make it in. And that used to bother me. But now I'm starting to think that perhaps every one of those articles, we should write letters to the editor and say how bad it is up here in Shasta County. That if you're from Southern California, or God forbid the Bay Area,
please don't come.
Don't come up here. I mean, we're knuckle dragging neocons who 6-year-olds have concealed firearms. We carry, whatever you want to believe, let's just triple down on it. Because Doug and I were talking, Shasta County, I could have picked anywhere in the world, literally, Linda and I could have, to live. We were offered jobs in other countries, other parts of the United States. And we chose Redding to stay in. Just like you chose to be here for 13 years. And
rather
still
than
here,
two.
Rather than two. Yeah. Because Shasta County is a great place.
Agreed.
And some of the things you said. Yeah. When you came up here, what did you expect?
When she originally asked me to come up, the surgeon, I thought she was in Redlands, which was out the 10. So I arrived here, and of course she left, and that night I had an emergency operation, and I came out at midnight, and it was hot. It was July 26th, 2006.
Yeah.
And didn't know much about the town, but I had noticed the bridge on the billboards coming up. They had this bridge.
Sundial.
So I got out. I missed dinner. I had a Hilton Garden Inn room waiting for me, but I hadn't checked it. And I walked down to the bridge and walked over, and it was like almost midnight. And the sign said bridge closed at 10, but it was filled with people walking their restless kids, dogs, strollers.
It's hot.
Yeah. And the breeze was there, and I saw this lovely community out strolling. And then I went and studied the bridge, and I said, wait a minute, this bridge tells me there's a community of people that want excellence and quality. And then the next morning I saw there's a museum there and all the rest. Yeah. I said, oh, that's interesting. Well, anyway, when we came up here, we found out that there was a symphony playing in Cascade Theater. That got us in the
Absolutely.
Cascade. Absolutely drop dead gorgeous building.
The symphony was good.
Absolutely.
It was good.
So
not fine.
No.
It was good.
Oh, yeah,
it was
shared
excellent.
With Chico, but you had to pick your knives.
It was excellent.
So we rapidly joined.
It is excellent.
We rapidly joined that because we said, no, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
And then
theater.
Along the line, the music, we had our copy of the record Searchlight, and we just saw that, oh, wait, the high school is putting on a play, a musical. I said, oh, well, let's go down and watch the kids sort of
stumble their way through music.
So that'd be 2010, I think.
Right.
So we hadn't been here long. I was working every night on call every day, and we went to Music Man, and I was amazed. I mean, it was Professor Harold Hill, I think, turns out to be the son of a doctor in town that I got to know, Pat Fowler, wonderful guy. But I watched these, you call them kids, but the performance was so good. And then we saw the costumes and it wasn't canned music. They actually had the point is, and we've gone every year that we can possibly go because every production is predicted to be wonderful. Not just good high school stuff, wonderful music. So, and then, of course, the beauty and the opportunity of the river trail, 26 miles if you do the whole thing, I guess. And you can't do that in Long Beach. There's no mountains. There's no river trail. Oh, wait, there is along the L.A. River, which is pure cement.
Pure cement. And not only that, there's no river.
Well, only if it's a rainstorm.
And then there's a rain. There's like a little canal.
And there's also, by the way, then tents and encampments as you go. And the other part I noticed in 2009 when we moved up here, there was virtually no trash on the river trail and no graffiti. And that is contradistinction to living in Long Beach in L.A. So we – and then the people.
The
people.
That was then.
Changed. But we then we found out about kayaking. We took up. So we just found all this stuff. And then, of course, the people we met, including you and Linda in our dinner group. But So we found this is a full well committee, but you have outdoor activities, you got great people, you have a plethora of people experience, but between houseboat, evening dinner on Lake Shasta, 45 minutes away,
yeah,
and to kayaking for the full moonrise from the run by the
yeah.
Park Service,
yeah,
to the musical,
which they still do.
Absolutely,
you can go out on Whiskey Town and you sign up for this thing, and they give you a kayak and flotation device, and you go out and you paddle around in the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Out
yeah,
of
and
Whiskey
we did
Town.
It as a group. If you remember that,
yeah, it was great. You know, there's so many
and
great
let's see, it
things.
Cost us nothing. It's free.
I think it was free. That's right. Which is good. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, things have changed. Things have changed, not dramatically, but they have changed. We have our homeless problem. We have our trash problem. Something that, I believe we'll get our arms around at some point.
Oh,
we will.
We had a hill behind us got cleaned up by the owner.
That's true. Because
and never come back.
Once it was cleaned up and the owner put security or had people checking it.
A couple days a week, a drive-through. Never. Yeah. And that's easily 2.5 to 3 years
at least
ago.
That much. You took your drone and you spotted all these and you sent it to the owner and he was appalled.
That's correct.
From what I understand.
Because they had hidden these things.
Yeah.
So he couldn't really see it from Hilltop easily. And he immediately, we went up to Moonstone Bistro, wonderful place, by the way. So that's the other thing.
Another
Reddy
great
has.
Place.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you know what? Here's the thing is people, when we first moved here, coming out of Iraq, there wasn't a lot of stuff to do there. But I had lived in San Diego before that. I've lived all over the world. And coming up here, and frankly, the people I met from the day I drove up here the first time when I met the Patriot Guard riders waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They were waiting for me at the outlets when I was coming up the road, and I pulled in there, and Indian Dave and Sunshine and the Mustang, all these guys were there. Bruce, everybody that I met. That was the first group I met.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I met every time I would meet somebody, they'd be nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was...
Whether it's your plumber or your handyman?
I rented a house. Mm-hmm. Linda and I had gotten married, and we weren't living together, of course. So I rented a house from a lady named Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Uh-huh.
And I rented her house. I was the perfect renter because I paid on time and I didn't put any holes in the walls. I did have some art and I just put it on the ground and tell everybody, no, that's the way they do it in Europe. And they go, which was a lie. Anyway, but I remember that a guy came in to clean the rugs because she had rugs cleaned in this one area. And he just told me all about the town,
mm-hmm.
He told me about Trudy. I mean, there's nothing to tell about Trudy, but, she's been my chiropractor and blah, blah, blah. But it was like that. And this is a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
And people who denigrate Shasta County.
Haven't been here.
Well, no, they've been here, but they seem to think that we are different than other places, and well, we are different than other places. This community pulls together like none I've ever seen.
Okay.
And, like when that car fire hit. Here we were. Here was Haven Humane. It came down to the outlet center, mm-hmm. and the owner of the outlet center gave them 3 storefronts
mm-hmm.
to take care of animals. And he said, we had so many volunteers, we couldn't use them all.
Wow.
They were just lined up to help because... this is the kind of community we mm-hmm. are. This is the kind of community that is one of the most giving communities in the United States. And they even verified that, and they said, oh, my God, look at this. Because this is the way Redding and Shasta County is.
And
I don't understand why people, because some people you disagree with, and why you have to paint the whole county as being – bad.
Because it's intellectually lazy.
It is.
And
it is intellectually
so,
lazy. That's good.
After the car fire, and to my knowledge, not based on anybody's politics or this, but I remember Bonnie and I had evacuated because our area was, we thought, threatened, and we lost power, and we loaded up. We were planning to get south. Anyway, we were in Long Beach, and Linda called me up and knew of a family that have been burned out of Shasta Lake. Old Shasta.
That's right.
A grandmother and next to it. And they said, well, we're new for a place. And we just gave Linda, here's the key combination to our electric door at the front. Have them go there. And they stayed.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But see, you offered that up, and it really helped that family tremendously.
We didn't charge them rent.
No,
they
I know.
They came and the air conditioning worked, and they ultimately got reestablished.
They did. They did get reestablished, and they are a great family.
Yes,
and,
they are.
But that's the kind of people that are up here, and you fall into that group, Doug. You and Bonnie are like that. But
well,
we need to take a break.
Okay.
Hey, do you have defensible space around your home? Do you have you trimmed all the trees up so the branches are, you know, at least 4 feet up from the surface? Have you trimmed your shrubs up? Have you done all of those things that you can do to give yourself defensible space in your home? If you're living out more into the country, have you cleared those areas out there so the fire cannot get a running start and leap at your house? Do you have all of your things? And if you're in a possible fire area, which is almost anywhere, do you have a go bag with all your medicines, with your animals' medicines in it, with all those important papers? Everything's in, you know, maybe in a container or a bag that you can just pick up, throw in the car. And when you leave, of course, you know, you're leaving, but you've got all those things you need to keep yourself going. Do you have, if you have an animal, a large animal like a horse, do you have a way of moving that horse or your goats? Things like that. Have you made plans for that? Where are you going to take large animals in case there is a fire? All of these things need to be addressed. And this message is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Electric Utility. They're out there clearing areas. They've hired firefighters for our town. They are clearing those areas out there as fast as they can. They've hired arborists to clear trees and all this that could impact on your home and the safety of our community. That's Redding Electric Utility. We'll be right back.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines here are 605-4567. And guess what? I got $20 for Black Bear Diner tickets. Got to use them by June 30th, and I'm about running out of them. So $20 for Black Bear Diner tickets, 530-605-4567. Now, do not be faint. Do not lose faith in me, because I have more that's going to be good till December, and I will do a much better job of handing them out during this time than having to wait till the last minute. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice. If it works, why change it? And they've been giving me great haircuts since I've lived here. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, which means you can walk in, walk out. It's a great way to run it. 244-9478 is the phone number, and it's man's last stronghold. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell. He's going to have to leave early, but I'm going to keep him for about another 10 minutes.
Good.
Let's talk inflation.
Aha.
And let's talk about the price of gas. And people say, well, that's not Biden's fault. Well, I've got a graph here that I might just put on Facebook. They'll probably pull it down or they'll do a fact check. But what it shows is the cost of gas since he came in as president of the United States. And you're going to see a steady climb of how much it costs. And, yes, when they invaded Ukraine, it went up because we stopped buying 800,000 gallons or 800,000
barrels
maybe, of oil from the Russians every day or something like that. But it was going up, and it still is. And when they say, well, there's plenty of leases out there, well, that doesn't – but to get to the leases, you have to get other permits and use them, and the government's shutting down on those – they're dragging their feet. the big thing is where they the refineries. There hasn't been a refinery built in this country since the 70s. Now, obviously, Biden was not president in the 70s, though he could have been because he's old enough. what?
He's a senator.
He was a senator. And the gas and, the oil companies are saying to invest billions into refineries when you've got a government that is pushing you away from that is not a good business item, or is not a good business plan.
They're doing far more than pushing. They're basically stating in public policy, much like our own state of California, well, we're not going to have any internal combustion engines allowed
after
in
a certain
state.
Day.
Well, 2030. Well, is not very far. Of course, they have no knowledge or infrastructure or planning to substitute all that's required.
Right.
But they declared war. Easily, actually, I'd have to say that it's been clear for a long time that the Democrat Party wants to basically destroy what they call the fossil fuel. By the way, oil has nothing to do with fossils. Fossils are calcified bones in the ground. It's actually vegetable material.
It's plant matter.
It's the wrong term. But when they talk about clean fuel, every time you hear them say that,
Every electric car that passes you on the highway is getting recharged. And all you have to do is, what's the source of the electricity that they're going to charge with? And in the United States of America, it's about 60 to 80% natural gas. The rest is oil, turbines,
coal.
It makes down about 20%. And then the rest of it, all the stuff you hear about, is a small percentage of the power. So when an electric car passes you, it's running on natural gas. Because that's what's used to create the electrons that are going
into
that.
Just the only thing an electric car is a battery.
It's a battery on wheels. Yeah. Electric cars don't make electricity. They consume it, and electricity has to come from some energy source. Period. Simple.
I just read in Europe that in the Netherlands and parts of Germany and maybe even Italy, they're turning back to coal.
Yeah.
Because the Russians have cut off the natural gas. So what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're going back to coal.
Yeah.
And you know, whether you like it or not, 40% of all your power comes from coal. Mm-hmm. So when you charge up that electric car, that battery, it makes you feel good. Now, the question is, what's going to take the place of it? Now, I just saw Elon Musk say, and I really do want to challenge his numbers here. He said something like 280,000 acres of land with solar on it would power the United States. And I have a problem with that. I just don't think that is that in one spot. And then if you put it in one spot where you think the sun's going to
hours of power,
that it's going to power, because then you have to, wherever you put these, now you have to build the transmission lines or the grid to get it. Now you can hook into existing grids, that's fine, but you're still going to have to do that. But that's 8 hours a day. Maybe nine.
Well, yeah, but
who knows?
Make it January. It might be six hours a day.
It could be. So you look at the average. I'm not sure he gets his statistics from on something like this. Now, does solar work? It can work if you have batteries and all the deep cell batteries in your house to store it.
That's correct.
And
that's,
but where do those batteries? I mean, the whole thing is, it's going to take us years to wean ourselves off this and to give a date. That's like saying we're going to pull out of Afghanistan on this day.
Yes.
And then look what happened there.
Yeah. So, but here's the other issue. Take our neighborhood right off Hilltop. There is a Reading Electrical Utility has a trunk line that goes into that neighborhood off a major grid piece. It's all underground. Mm-hmm. And it was designed probably in the 90s, maybe a little after that. But each house has only a limited number of amperage to each house and at the correct voltage. You start basically replacing every single car, and if you're in Los Angeles, all stoves are going to have to be electric, and the heating power. In other words, if you're going to go, quote, clean energy in Reading, in my neighborhood, you've got this one grid piece that – and you want to replace the heating of the house, which is natural gas now, the cooking, which is natural gas, and then have two cars that get plugged in at 5 p.m. to expect you to be charged. You do not have the physical lines to get that electricity into those houses, and the houses would all have to have a new carrying capacity, or could. But you never hear that discussed. What infrastructure cost would that be? And you're talking, I think, just in a neighborhood, because the neighborhoods have fixed electricity needs. And those concepts were...
And as REU will tell you, even with solar, they still have to be able to provide energy to every one of those houses. So it's not like they can't. It's not like they say, okay, all these people are on solar, I don't have to provide electricity to them. That's not true. They have to. They have to be hooked to the house.
And so they have to own the generator power and natural gas force, because if there's a sag or a two-week storm in Texas with ice and you're losing part of your generation, you expect someone to be able to fill that hole in the grid because it can't be allowed to go down. So you would still be paying as a ratepayer for the huge two big gas generators, and then there's another smaller one that I toured down there. It's a fascinating place to go see.
Sure.
But there's a generator that they can, a smaller one, they can bring online and offline.
Okay. Well, Doug, you have to run. And I just want to say from us and to all your friends and everybody that we're going to miss you guys, even though I know you're coming back.
We are. And I want to thank Reading. for the cordiality with my, I came up here as a stranger and found a wonderful hospital and people to work with, and we made a new family, and it's a wonderful, warm place with a lot of talent, a lot of a big heart, as we saw after the car fire, and everybody up here should be quite proud of who they are and what they do, and the community is really alive and well, and those that speak negatively of it just haven't been here or experienced it, I think. And
or maybe they've been here and it's not what they want.
No.
But you can't color the whole community by your observations of few. But people
get these that. Are people with big heart and
that's right.
Good thing. And they have the great ability to sit down and discuss issues. And that's important. That's an important part of life and
it
politics.
Is.
And I think we've got to get out of this immediate reaction and demeaning people. We need to, there's a lot of, America's got faces yeah. a lot of things just like this we're talking about here. And we really need the power of the free thought and the problem-solving power of the American people and not wait for governments to discuss all these issues because they're at the root of some of the problems, like the border.
They're at the root of many of our problems.
Yeah,
okay.
And this. Well, I thank you much for our time, and I appreciate the airtime and the friendship. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It is a retirement community with beautiful accommodations, gourmet chef. They're activity directors. If you want to go into activities, it's a place you can put your stuff around you. They're pet friendly. There are so many positive reasons to take a look at River Common Senior Living. For a personalized tour, maybe have lunch there and meet some of the people, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more at River Common, River Commons, Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage.
Full contact fighting. Tickets start at $35 plus fees. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House, rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Just Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindabad, Dr. McConnell has left the studios and is on his way south here in a couple of days. It was a pleasure to talk to him this one last time on the air and get his feelings about why he stayed here for 13 years, he and Bonnie. And they love it. They love it here. Bonnie said it's the nicest time that she's had. Let's talk about fires in this last 5 minutes we have here. There are some things you can do. Plan out an escape route. I mean, do you know how to get out of your house? Do your kids know how to get out your house if things, you know, things happen? Do you have a way of getting out of the area you're in? Maybe it's a secondary, a couple secondary roads. Of course, you include your pets in the plan. Keeping the, like we said, keep your house, you know, in the grounds around it clear and clean. Clean the gutters. And at the same time, cut away trees that may be touching the gutters or can drop onto it. And also on your house in the, you know, when the roofs meet, sometimes there's a channel there. And a lot of times, dried twigs and leaves and everything can accumulate there. Get that off your house too. Moving items away from the house, you know, things that could burn that could then spread to your house. Cover up all those vent holes with mesh to keep the sparks and burning material from coming inside the house. Have a stock up on things like food. From medications to groceries for several days. And if it's really, you know, if it's really bad out there, you don't want to get out into it. And it's also a good idea to have non-perishable items in your go bag, such as protein bars, beef jerky, nuts, dried fruit. If you have anybody in your family that has health problems, heart and lung problems, the more you plan in advance to get them out of there, the better it's going to be. So look at the health of your family. Pick a room to put all of your stuff in so you can just go to that one room so you don't have to go to two or three rooms to pick up your go bag and all the emergency equipment. And then, of course, harden your home if you can. You know, in some cases, it's going to be too cost prohibitive. But if you can, you might want to get rid of a wooden shingled roof or wooden decks. So maybe you can, swap it out with things that are harder to burn. What about should be in your go bag? Face mask? No, not for COVID. It's for the smoke. A few days worth of food plus 3 gallons of water per person and food for pets. A map marked with evacuation routes. You know, and what if there's, what if your family's at work and this fire's coming through here? You need a rally point where you all can meet if you're not together when things like, you know, if the fire swoops in and you're having to leave and your spouse or family members are at school or at work on the other side of the river, let's say. Do you have a spot that you can meet, a rally spot? Of course, prescription medicines, clean clothes, extra contact lenses or eyeglasses, extra set of car keys, all credit cards, first aid kit, flashlight, battery-powered radio, sanitation and personal hygiene supplies, all your important documents, birth certificates, passports, you know what you need. You could even put photos. You know, it might be a time that if you've got a bunch of photos in your albums, is to have those albums changed over to CDs. Or if not CDs, even put in, you know,
have them so you can put them on thumb drives. So you have all those photos that mean the world to you, so you will have them. All your personal information, and, of course, cell phones, laptops, and chargers. Don't forget that charger. Okay, that's a lot of material right there. But we've been around here long enough. We have go bags. We have, you know, storage. We have food. We usually have 10 to 15 gallons of water at any one time in the house. Thanks to Mount Shasta Spring Water. Thank you very much. And just to get ready, it's going to be in the hundreds this week. We're already in a, heat warning, but not, what did you say, Liam?
A heat advisory.
Heat advisory right now. And we've already been into the red side with problems of fire. Every time I'm out in Palo Cedro and I hear a siren, everybody stops and listens. And if it's just one siren, you kind of relax. But if all of a sudden you start hearing multiple sirens, I guess anywhere around here, you start scanning the horizon to see where it's at. But so far, they've been all over local fires. Some of the fires caused from homeless encampments. There's nothing that's going to be done about that immediately, though there should be, a lot of people out there looking at these. Anyway, hey, have a great day today. Just remember, it's going to be 104. Don't leave anything in your car for any length of time that you want to come back and see that it's still in the same shape, whether it's groceries, pets, children, grandparents, or your spouse. Have a great day. Do something nice for somebody.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.